Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Well, 4 days after nightclubs here reopened, a further change is being planned for admission to venues. People entering clubs over the weekend had to show their digital COVID cert. Onto the latest plan, they also have to book a ticket electronically at least 1 hour in advance of entry. The new rules, which emerged in a meeting between government officials and the Licensed Vintners Association this morning, also stipulate that there should be no congregating at doors of venues and only ticket holders should be allowed in queues. Let's get more now from our political reporter, Mary Regan. As I said, Mary, this emerging from the meeting between the LVA and government this morning, because the operators, the nighttime people involved in the nighttime industry, had been looking for much clearer guidelines in terms of how they were expected to operate.
Yeah, Brian, and I think reopening nightclubs at a time when there is concern over case numbers was never going to be an easy task. But what we have here, according to the government, is something that's the only safe alternative to keeping them closed. But according to the late bar and club operators, as well as some DJs who've been speaking and others in the sector, it is a logistical nightmare, and that runs contrary what they say runs contrary to how people actually socialise in this country. Now, the main concern from the sector this morning is that they're getting this clarity a couple of days after they reopened for the first time on Friday. So as they see it, the goalposts keep on changing for them. And Donal O'Keefe of the Licensed Vintners Association was saying, you know, it's ridiculous that at this stage, 5 days after they reopen, that they still don't have the full guidelines. But what they were told this morning is that tickets will have to be bought electronically, not in paper form, at least an hour in advance. Now, they had been told on Friday that it will be 24 hours in advance. So that is, if you like, maybe a U-turn or a compromise. No rationale has been given for that 1 hour in advance, but it's a change from what they were previously told. The rules also state that there should be no congregation at the doors of venue, and only ticket holders will be allowed into a queue. So what that will lead to essentially is a sort of pre-queue situation. And industry representatives have also been saying, you know, we cannot necessarily be expected to police what happens, you know, in public spaces outside our venue. So that's going to be something that's going to be tricky from their point of view. And, you know, one of them said if you were looking at the queue for Coppers at the weekend, that videos of that were well circulated, you know, you'd have to see how hard that would be to manage. And finally, there was this question over what tickets would be needed for. Now, they had been told on Friday that this would be defined by anywhere that live music was taking place, and that led to some concerns around, you know, maybe trad sessions in a local pub needing tickets. That's going to be changed now, and anywhere that dancing is taking place, you'll need a ticket for.
So the timescale for this is pretty prompt, I think. Mary, they're hoping to give this legal effect by Thursday of this week, by the day after tomorrow.
Yes, and we previously had been led to believe that the regulations would be signed by the government today, this evening. That's now expected to happen on Thursday. But the industry representatives themselves are looking for a 2 week grace period. They're saying that they need that time to prepare to get them their systems in place. Some of them will need to set up electronic ticketing systems. Some have suggested that there is a bit of difficulty at the moment sourcing scanners, etc. And also how they'll operate outdoors in terms of organising their queuing systems. So they're seeking a 2 week grace period. The LVA saying that, you know, they believe these are unfair and unpractical, and that they're saying members really need a chance to plan for this. Now, they also are pointing out that nothing has been agreed, as it were, between themselves and government. It's that they were briefed this morning and they will do what's required of them, and they will do what's in the regulations. But what they are seeking is for the government to just give some consideration to giving them 2 weeks in order to get their everything in order before these rules come into effect.
All right, Mary Regan, thank you for that. Well, let's get some reaction from the industry. We're joined on the line by Buzz O'Neill, who's an event manager and promoter, and by Ian Redmond, who operates the Tramline nightclub in Dublin. Ian, perhaps I can come first to you. What do you make of what you're hearing?
Well, quite surprised with the 1 hour. We can't just can't understand or fathom how there can be this window of 1 hour. Like, how does that stop the spread of the virus, or in what way does that make things more safe? If somebody's out and they're going from a bar or a restaurant and want to come to a nightclub, they can't now if this comes in, because it just breaks the spontaneity of being out and then going, oh, let's go out to a club. So we want that looked at, absolutely. We can handle the ticketing system it's worked quite well for us over the last four nights. We've had capacity crowds in from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even last night, Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's been fantastic, you know. And we've been contact tracing and building this database that the information is available to whichever authority needs it after the fact if there was to be an outbreak. But the 1 hour thing, just we cannot understand that. Why there needs to be this one prepaid 1 hour. You wouldn't have it at the cinema, you wouldn't have it at any other similar kind of event. So why the nightclub and late bar industry?
But you are operating a ticketing system with, as you said, in your case, Eventbrite. So yeah. would it make a lot of difference to do it a bit earlier, an hour earlier?
Well, absolutely. And look, I think this weekend, I think we're very fortunate that there is the demand for tickets for our venue, but there are other venues that may suffer, you know. So this weekend, yes, but maybe next weekend or the weekend after Halloween, we're getting into a quiet November, you know. Just the people who are out, they won't be able to come in unless they have made that decision an hour beforehand. So it brings another level of uncertainty to our business that just breaks the spontaneity of the walk-ups and someone going from being out to actually being out, you know, for a big night. Yeah. Like a good night out may not be able to turn into a big night out, you know.
I'll come back to the other, what we're hearing of the other guidelines that are being talked about. But just to go to Buzz O'Neill again, what do you make of what you're hearing here, Buzz O'Neill, particularly because I think, again, you use this the Eventbrite platform, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as Ian said, you know, it was our reopening weekend, so everything was ticketed and people had bought tickets. And, you know, that's fine and that works on big nights. But it absolutely does not work. Let's, for example, I would have a club on a Sunday night, Sunday social, and it's entirely about a walk-up, you know. It's entirely a last-minute decision for people. Nobody is going to buy tickets in advance. The technology is there that we can use. There is even a newer edition of Eventbrite called Eventbrite at the Door, where you could scan your Eventbrite app on your phone to our iPad, and not only will it take your details, it will charge you in. And, you know, we would deal with that if that was our the best case or the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're looking at here is something that our entire industry actually begs those officials in the department not to do. You know, if it's about contact tracing, you know, the contract tracing would be there, but why put a limit, as Ian said, you know, of an hour beforehand?
Well, I mean, I'm not clear. Mary Regan, we were talking to earlier, wasn't clear what the thinking behind this is. But I suppose the more broader point, Buzz O'Neill, is that we've had to adapt in ways that were unimaginable before this pandemic. We're doing lots of things now that we never thought we'd have to do in the past. And maybe this is just another of those.
Well, yes and no. You know, today's news story should have been about an incredible weekend of compliance. Like, as you say, we do things that we didn't think we'd have to do before. And you know, a lot of kudos and gratitude should be shown to the general public, to the customers out there this weekend. You know, there was, you know, a lot of new rules, regulations, things you could do, things you can't do. And people just got on board with us this weekend. And there's not a single report of an incident across any late night venue in the entire country this weekend, from what I can see. But yet they've just put up another roadblock for us here to trade.
Yeah,
you know?
And the requirement that there shouldn't be congregating at doors of venues, and that ticket holders, if that is to go ahead, only should be allowed in queues. How practical is that?
It's not practical. And who polices that? You know, literally, is it the police? Is it the guards? What are they doing? You know, do we have to have queuing systems where people are coming up at appointed times? Or, you know, it is really, really not workable for us in the late night sector. What happens when you have already people on your premises, and then you become, you through your SEO, your special exemption order, to trade later into the night?
All right.
And people that were already on the premises to have had tickets beforehand. Do they have to leave? Right. Do you have to reopen? I mean, we're completely baffled by this. Really.
Just if I can go finally to you, Ian Redmond, again, managing crowds, the situation outside the clubs where people are queuing?
Well, we've a lot of experience in dealing with it as a nightclub and a student-focused nightclub. We're well used to dealing with crowds of 1,000. The ticketing has helped, I suppose, in terms of people knowing they're going to get in or they're not going to get in, subject to regular checks by the doorman. But it has worked really well. Well, you know, we've had the HSE down with us this weekend. We've had the Gardaí from Pier Street, the licensing inspector, come in, and they're happy with our level of compliance, and they thanked us for being compliant. So we'd just like to thank them as well for all their support.
We'll leave it there. Thank you both indeed for talking to us. That was Ian Redmond from the Tramline, and Buzz O'Neill, event manager.